You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today's episode is brought to you by archervale.com. It's a site of gay erotica and also erotic audio books as well. So you might want to check that out. It's my website, Hierarchy University, deals with true stories, and of course the podcast does as well. But there's nothing wrong with engaging in some erotica, you know, to stimulate various parts of your life, shall we say. Some of the titles include things like Taken by My Dad's Poker Buddies, or Taken by the Werewolf, Filled by the Stable Boy, Filled by My Sister's Boyfriend. So these are all obviously focusing on fantasies that primarily faggots have, right? So it's definitely worth your while to check those out. And you can get a discount. I believe the discount code is SAM. So check that out if you could. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about a story that's breaking on the website involving a straight god alpha named Kenzo and his faggot, Kevin. And this story is a perfect illustration, yet again, of how straight alphas don't conform to the stereotypical ideas about sexual behavior. This is something that's clinically proven. You know, straight men, particularly, I mean, clinicians don't talk about alphas like I do, you know, but alphas are an even more extreme example. But clinicians who talk to about straight men have said and proven over and over again that straight men do have sex with gay males for reasons beyond just sexual pleasure. It's not really even about sexual pleasure as much as it is about power and control and this feeling of dominance that they have, you know. And there are so many other reasons why straight men do this. It doesn't change their sexuality at all, generally, okay? In fact, in my time writing the website and kind of doing a lot of interviewing and research, I've only seen one straight alpha who, this was Master G way back in the day for the long-term readers of mine. Master G is a straight alpha male, a straight god alpha, who decided to divorce his wife so he could marry his faggot, his long-term faggot. And they did get married. In fact, I got to pick out the wedding ring for them. So the point is, that's the only time I've ever seen anything kind of like that happen. But typically, actually Master Chad married his faggot also. And he's definitely straight. He's got like, I don't know, 17 kids or something at this point, you know, so he keeps breeding. But the point being that straight men, and particularly straight alphas, absolutely use their faggots sexually. And I have multiple stories right now that are happening where this is happening, okay? So they're not attracted to faggots in a sexual sense like they're attracted to females. They're attracted to the power. They're attracted to the better service and better worship they receive from faggots. It's not a really very difficult thing to understand. It's just people have this conception. And I know that I run this into this with straight alphas a lot, where they're just like, nah, man, I'm never going to touch a faggot like that, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to be gay. But that this is the thing they don't understand. They're, and I do think there is sort of an insecurity in those alphas when they say stuff like that, because they don't really, they're not thinking about what it actually entails, what, you know, what it means. Is your sexuality so fragile that if you have a sexual experience that's outside the norm of a heterosexual male, that suddenly your whole world shatters apart? I mean, your whole understanding of sex just is ruined forever. I mean, how can anybody's actual sexuality be threatened at all? In fact, that is the case. That's the thing that these clinicians keep bringing out over and over again, is that we are all born with innate sexual desires, you know, a sexual preference. And nothing's going to change that. That's just who we are, each of us. That's our nature. And a straight alpha who fucks his faggot for whatever reason, and there are plenty of reasons to do that, when they do that, it doesn't change what they are. They're still attracted to females because that's their natural attraction. So there are other things causing that straight alpha to do that. And it's not because he's bisexual or he's secretly gay. He is simply expressing a certain aspect of his personality by using a faggot sexually. And that's what's happening with Master Kenzo, okay? Now, let's talk about this particular example because it's really, really fascinating, honestly. Master Kenzo is like 7 or so years younger than Kevin, his faggot, now faggot, okay? And they grew up together. So Kevin knew Kenzo when he was a young boy, even really. And, you know, Kevin was a young teenager or whatever. And they grew up together. And Kenzo kind of looked up to Kevin because Kevin was older and, you know, how typically alphas in particular will look up to male role models and kind of imprint on them. So, you know, he did that with Kevin. And Kevin was not really, he was never really in touch with being gay or a faggot, okay? So this was not some sort of grooming situation, which definitely happens, you know, it's been happening since the Greeks, okay? So, but Kevin just naturally felt like he needed to help Kenzo whatever way he could. And this is something that's very real. Faggots, like in their situation, you had a young faggot and a younger alpha. Even at that young age, when even before they even know what is happening, they already understand their roles hierarchically. Kenzo was using Kevin naturally because ultimately he was born alpha, and it's just in their nature to be catered to and to use inferiors, okay? And Kevin took that role on naturally because he was born a faggot. And it's just, it's the most natural thing in the world. It's just what happens. And so as they grew up, Kevin began to take on a more and more subservient role. And Kenzo became, as he went through his teen years, you know, toward his 20s, he became an alpha, a full-fledged alpha, even though he really wasn't using that term or even really understanding it. And honestly, like, he didn't really understand it so much until his faggot introduced him to my writings, okay? Where I think it started to crystallize for Master Kenzo what he actually really is and what Kevin really is. It was interesting when I first met Kevin. It was over the summer, late summer. We started talking, and Kevin told me about this situation with this longtime friend slash alpha, Master Kenzo. And I was pushing toward, you know, them. I wanted Kevin to like come out and basically start to officially submit to Master Kenzo, because I knew what would happen. You know, I knew if Kevin formally submitted himself as a faggot, that Master Kenzo would pounce, which is exactly what happened. Okay. Master Kenzo began to use Kevin for head, you know, occasionally. They had this lifestyle arrangement where Kevin, who was making pretty good money in his job, had a house, and he gave Kenzo a key to the house. And so Master Kenzo began to use that house as like his second house. You know, sometimes when he wanted to get away from the family, he'd take a mini vacation and sleep over at Kevin's house, which was effectively Master Kenzo's second house and not Kevin's house. Kevin would sleep in a guest room in his own house. Kevin would leave the master bedroom for Kenzo only. And so he had a master bedroom waiting for him whenever he needed it, you know. And so already the dynamic had shifted in the relationship, right? So Master Kenzo began to use Kevin for blowjobs. This happened after Kevin was like servicing Master Kenzo's feet, giving him massages, etc. And one night, Master Kenzo was upset when he came by, and he pulled out his dick and made Kevin suck it, and, you know, made him suck him off. And so that began the situation of him using his faggot for blowjobs. Now, as it turns out, I don't think Master Kenzo's wife, or I don't think they're married, but he has a girlfriend, a fiance or whatever, and they have two young boys together, and he's in his early 20s now. And I don't think she knows about Kevin servicing her, you know, man. But she's very, very comfortable with Kevin serving him and her and their family. So there's sort of this understanding that Kevin is the family faggot, the family slave, you know. But obviously the alpha of the house, Master Kenzo, is the one who receives the worship, right? Recently, I've been pushing for this, for Kevin to really, really submit to Master Kenzo. Recently, Master Kenzo deflowered Kevin, you know, started fucking him. And that really changed the dynamic of everything, just as I knew it would. Here's the thing. When a straight alpha breeds another male, and he comes away from that experience realizing, hey, I'm still attracted to females. Nothing's changed there. But what has changed is that he realizes that he can have anything he wants. He can fuck anyone he wants. He can have anything he wants. Everyone will serve him and obey him. That is a powerful moment for every single alpha that's ever done it. Ever. Okay. And so Master Kenzo, his eyes were completely opened by this experience. And from that, fucking Kevin, breeding Kevin, his faggot, he has come to understand that he is more than even just an alpha, that he is a god alpha. And he has fully embraced this power within him that maybe he sensed in his life, but he never honestly knew what it was or what it could mean for his life until now. And he has come completely full circle on this. Like, and I have not even had a conversation with Master Kenzo at this point, at all, which is very unusual. Ordinarily, I'm pulled into something like a conversation with all parties, but I have not talked to Master Kenzo yet. But the point is that he is learning this all on his own because it's natural. This is how alphas grow. I spoke before about alpha ascension on this podcast. This is what's happening with Master Kenzo. Can you see what I'm talking about now? Alphas test out their power, and when they see success from it, they grab hold of it and they start to implement it in their life. And they become more powerful, right? My beloved Alpha Aesthetic 8, you all know my affection for him. He is coming back on the podcast soon for our fourth interview. He has, you know, when I first met him, he was just interested in taking fag cash. Now he's got, faggots moving near him to serve him full time. You know, that's alpha ascension. That is an alpha realizing the vast power that they have that would have been untapped had they never known about faggots and used faggots. That's what Master Kenzo is realizing. He has decided to use faggots, and particularly his faggot, and with just one faggot serving him, he has discovered this incredible power within him that he can't ignore. And he's never going to ignore it, because it's become part of him. It's become part of his reality now. He can't go back to being an everyday person when he realizes now that the entire world belongs to him, you know? So now that he has fucked Kevin and bred him a couple of times, like, there's no turning back. Like, he can now own a mansion of faggots that serve him and his family, and he can use them however he wants. Like, you could just... he can literally do anything he wants. And for Kevin, you know, this was a breakthrough for Kevin too, not just Master Kenzo. Kevin was in deep denial about what he was. You know, he thought that he was just a really good friend, or he just really, you know, he really, really admires and respects Kenzo. No, you are Master Kenzo's faggot, period. And when I got him to understand that, he broke down and the walls came down and he suddenly began to declare, I am Master Kenzo's faggot. And he was so happy to be able to say that. I mean, it's so freeing to admit what you are, to embrace what you are. This is your reality, you know? For faggots, that's your reality. You were born a faggot. You were meant to serve other men, to be owned by a man, things of that sort. For alphas, you were born to rule the world. You were born to be worshipped and served. This is your reality. Are you going to embrace that in reality? In the case of Master Kenzo and his faggot Kevin, they have both been forced by their circumstances to embrace reality fully for the first time. And that is the magic of hierarchy. That's why I preach it, you know, everywhere I go. Because when people understand their place and fulfill it, it's life-changing forever. So I want to take a moment to thank Kevin, and also through Kevin, Master Kenzo as well. He's given his blessing on me reporting on their situation. So, but I thank Kevin particularly because it's taken a lot of courage on his part to share that story. And so I just want to say thank you to both of them. And that's all I want to say. Like, if you're a straight alpha and you want to do something sexual with a faggot that you own, you should be free to do that. You should feel free to experiment because nobody can judge you. You're at the top of the hierarchy. So do what you want. It's not going to change what you are at all. It's going to, except that it's going to make you more powerful. That's all it's going to do. And for faggots, you have to admit what you are and accept it. You know, you can't be serving an alpha properly while living a lie or under some sort of delusion. So, be honest, you know. So, but anyway, that's all I got to say for today. I really hope you guys check out the posts about this story on hierarchyuniversity.com. It's one of the more exciting stories in recent times. And I continue to make improvements on all that. So I'm going to be expanding more of the stories on the site. I still have some more I have to publish. Things are getting away from me. Somebody asked about the Discord. The Discord is up. It's definitely a paid Discord, right? But I have not yet built it out yet, so I would just wait before joining. And but it's going to be good once it gets done. So anyway, I appreciate all your patience, by the way, on all that, because it's been a slow process for sure. I got a lot of life building to do as well. So once again, go to archervale.com and check out the books there. Anyway, I appreciate you guys stopping by. It's 2025 now, and who knows what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a good year. So stick around, all right? Anyway, thanks a lot for the talk today. Talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.